This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
You know, probably some times that we settled, I think, for myself. I could have put more pressure on the rim. But there's a lot of times we felt like we got some really, really good looks. And we just couldn't convert.
Jason Tatum, after that performance last night, I kind of want to put him in the losers who won tier.
Can't do it.
Why not?
Can't do it. He's a winner.
Biggest losers in sports.
He's a winner.
We'll be doing that at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to all your thoughts on Jason Tatum. Lackluster performance, to put it mildly, last night. Your thoughts on Tatum last night, Keefe?
Couldn't throw it in the ocean there by the end. I thought he started out really confident looking and sort of like what we expected, what I expected for him to be in the series. The shot wasn't falling really throughout the game, but I thought he was getting good shots, and he was, you know, dishing out assists. He grabbed a million rebounds overall in the game. So like, I thought he had his fingerprints on it, but like everybody, with the exception of what, one guy, two, maybe Drew Holiday, nobody could hit shots last night. So I thought he'd have a huge advantage. I thought, you know, we mentioned how Towns can't cover him. Brunson on a switch certainly can't cover him. Like, I thought he would have plenty of options to have a much more efficient game, because this is where the issues with Tatum and some of the playoff performances have come in. Maybe the reason he didn't win Finals MVP last year, even though they won that series in five games. Maybe the reason why he struggled so badly against the Warriors a couple years ago in the NBA Finals. Just not efficient. Like, not hitting nearly enough shots. Turning the ball over too many times. That combination is just is brutal for him.
So the Greg Hill Show put out a poll earlier today. You can vote at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter. Sizable amount of votes. They said, who's most at fault for the loss? Mazzulla, Tatum, Brown, Porzingis. Only 33% say Tatum. Most people are saying Mazzulla there. I voted Tatum.
Yeah.
Because when your best player can't buy a bucket in the fourth quarter, you're not going to win in a close game in the NBA playoffs.
Tough.
You can blame the coach all you want. Twitch chat's yelling at me already. They're like, oh, Jones is just focusing on Tatum. He's ignoring Brown. He's pretending Brown didn't play last night.
No, Brown was not good.
Jaylen wasn't good either. But who was worse out of those two? Tatum had five turnovers. Tatum was one of the only minus players on the team in the starting lineup. He was the only minus player last night. He did grab rebounds. He had a handful of assists. He shot poorly. Brown shot poorly. I would always look at Tatum before Brown. When you struggle like he did last night, when the team loses, yeah, I would start with the best player. And to me, Tatum was awful.
No, I think you have to look at Tatum. So with Mazzulla, I don't know, it's kind of like Alex Cora, isn't it? Like, I'm not going to put him as the number one guy to blame, because I'm also never going to give him the number one guy to give credit
to. And
ever.
I'm assuming the people blaming Mazzulla, maybe it's somewhat for the Mitchell Robinson thing, which bothered me.
Sure.
But I'd imagine it's mostly for the shot selection. Is Mazzulla telling Tatum to settle for step-back threes, or is Tatum settling for step-back threes?
No, I think all those guys have the green light to do it, and Mazzulla's not going to step in and stop them, but I don't know how many coaches are going to do that. Like, when this is the way they've played all year.
Mazzulla already used his card to yell at Tatum earlier in the playoffs.
Told him to get up.
I don't think he's going to be yelling at him about his shot selection.
No, I would think it's more on Tatum and Brown just to get the good shots, and if they realize that those aren't falling and they want to go to the basket because it's a close game, you don't need to just take threes every single time. I'd put that more on them than on Mazzulla. So I'd probably say Tatum and Brown, 1-2. I mean, they're your two best players. If and when they win this series, I'll probably give those two guys the most credit. That's usually how it goes. That's what happens when you're the superstar player, the all-NBA player. So, yeah, I think it's fair to put it on those guys.
I mean, that's where I would look. And I would put more blame on Tatum than I would put on Jaylen Brown last night. He's the better player, so it's pretty simple. He was also just, I think, worse in the game, which is why I would start there. But no, it's just, it's an interesting spot for the Celtics to be in, and I'm curious how Tatum responds. I imagine the Celtics win going away on Wednesday in game two, but they haven't been pushed much, Keith. You may forget, early on in the postseason, they dropped game two at home in each of the first two rounds, Miami and Cleveland, a year ago, so they were even in those series. But they never trailed last postseason.
No,
they were never in this spot where they dropped a game one at home. They've been a bad home team all year, you know, by championship standards, a bad home team all year. So the last time they were in this spot, they were down 0-3 against Miami 2 years ago. They were down the series prior to that against Philly 3-2. And so they have not been down. They haven't been pushed. And they're not on the brink of elimination. These aren't elimination games where you're one game away from getting knocked out like they were against Philly and like they were against Miami. But this is the most they've been pushed in some time. And I'm curious how they respond. I'm curious how Tatum responds because I did not like what I saw last night.
No, I didn't either. But I'm not going to change after one game because I like the matchup so much for the Celtics.
Well, you got to change something. You had a sweep, so you got to change
out.
Something.
Well, that's out.
But you're still picking the Celtics in the series.
I'm taking them in the series.
As am I.
And I also, I would say, you know, you're probably sitting pretty at six games, but I think it's still more likely to go Celtics in five than it would Celtics in seven. Like, if I had to choose between those two,
I would probably lean that way too.
Right, if you had to pick one of those, you know, like this is...
I pick six coming in. I would stick with six, but what's more, do I see the Knicks pushing them to seven even with the win last night?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Remember famously Paul Pierce, when he was working for ESPN, after the Celtics with Kyrie Irving beat the Bucks in game one, he's like, this one's over, it's a wrap, and then the Bucks won four straight games.
Yeah.
So like you see it all the time. In fact...
Allen Iverson wins a game in the NBA Finals, and the Lakers, you know,
Nuggets,
won four in a row. Yeah.
Nuggets beat the Thunder, the Pacers beat the Cavs. And then we got game one tonight between the Warriors and the T-Wolves. But, yeah, all the lower seeds have won, at least so far here in the second round.
So, how much blame is on Tatum for last night? Is this a series? Celtics and Knicks. Now, the Knicks have taken game one. It seems obvious, and yet I think most of us still have a deep belief in the Celtics, certainly to win this series.